We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday morning, talking with our city officials, and Ron Fear and Wynn Butler are joining us. We have a phone call here, so we'll go to the lines. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Yes, I was just wondering, lately when I've been going through that new Wildcat Creek Bridge area, the nice new Four Alley Boulevard area, I don't know if the timing of the stoplight at Four Alley Boulevard and Richards Drive and Rosencutter Road, if that could be looked at, because it's just the Richards Drive and Rosencutter, when it's green, it's just green so long for the small amount of traffic that's going there, and it almost backs up Four Alley Boulevard back to one of those one lane both directions, and all that construction was going on. So I guess it's good all that real estate is there in place with all the lanes for everything that's backing up right now, even though it's a completed project. So I'll just hang up and hear what you guys have to say. Thank you.
I appreciate that call. Yeah, I had the same conversation with my public works director. The issue there is that there's a transition period between the construction and getting the actual final sequencing and timing of those signals adjusted. So there's a burn-in period that we have to let the make sure it's working appropriately. And if you don't have that burn-in period, then your warranties don't hold up. So you have to kind of follow this startup book that is there. But I agree, and it's on some long cycles right now. And we look to be able to adjust those so that it's more hospitable for folks that are making 40 cars wait in each direction for one or two on the side. So, and then no one there. So it's there's pretty good systems that control those, and they just need to be given the flexibility and programming to do that. But yeah, it's an issue that we're aware of, and there's just a transition period there. As that gets through that burn-in period, we'll be able to hopefully get that working better for you. So thanks for the call.
Is there any plan to put that on the ITS system, the intelligent traffic control
system? Yeah, and we've been – it's on a state route, so unfortunately KDOT hasn't put much money into the ITS system, but we think there is some potential money for ITS in the new infrastructure bill. So we're waiting to hear from KDOT on that, but being on that KDOT route, that will be a key component of being able to get different provisions and getting all our signals to talk to each other.
And if you're not familiar with ITS, the nice thing there is a computer controls the lights, and so it's not on a timer. It can tell if there's cars waiting, and it sets its own little priority, and it's much better than timing systems. But we do have some issues, like with KDOT not supporting it, and then I think we've got some fiber optic issues on running them to different parts of town. But we do have it in place in some places.
We do, yes.
All right. Back to the phone lines. Another caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I don't know if the two guests you have are old enough to remember this, but there was a song years ago. I won't sing it because I'm not much of a singer, but it went like this. It went, the township fights the city, the city fights the state fights the government fights the world. Is that what we have going here with this deal in Topeka, historic board in Manhattan, the city commission, the county commission? Everybody was there at the scene, the KBI, the FBI, everybody but you and I. But anyway, is that what we got going? Is why don't we just decide what we're going to do, quit having all these meetings and all this interruption and messing people's minds up? Our minds are already messed up enough with this virus. We didn't do that right. We know that because the CDC should have been the final say, but no. We had governors, city council, county people deciding what we should do. The hospital, not the law board, but the health board. Why don't we just follow what the rules are? If we would do business like business is supposed to be done, live life on life's terms, and I think it'd be a lot smoother.
All right. Thanks for the call. Do you guys want to respond?
Well, basically, we are following the procedures for that historic board thing on that. I mean, that's the problem. The process itself is cumbersome. Now, other than changing the process, we have to go through the motions that we're going through.
Yeah, simple as that. All right. Well, thanks for the call. And if anyone has any other questions for the city officials, you can certainly give us a call here, 537-1350. Back on to the agenda here, the other item on the general agenda tonight has to do with the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Task Force report. And I understand they have some recommendations.
So this is back in January, the City Commission appointed the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Task Force. I think originally it was about 25. We had some folks that were representing organizations, and some of the folks got substituted for throughout the process. They left the community. So there was about 29 folks involved in the task force, and then there were six other participants or other folks that were regular visitors to that process. They have five areas that they broke into subgroups on and looked at, and that was economic opportunity, health and wellness, individual and family support, livability, and public safety. And so each of those task force or each of those subcommittees then looked at the different subject matter with regard to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and does have some recommendations for considerations. Again, this was highlighted not to just be a city plan, but something that anybody in the community could utilize in helping to improve diversity, equity, and inclusion issues in the community. So this is a report to the commission tonight, and the action would be just to accept the report. There are several recommendations. In order to further enhance those recommendations, if the commission so desires, those would take some policy actions at some point in time in the future.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to review it yet, Mr. Miller?
I read it. It's, you know, all I'm going to say is it's interesting. There's some things in there that, you know, I think are maybe a little bit controversial. But other than that, generally, you know, pretty good report. And I think, you know, we should give it to the Human Rights Board. That's the board we have in place for that, and get their feedback on it. Because I'm not sure what their response is to it. And we'll see that in the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see that report here. Again, it highlights you said five different, so it looks like food security, community designations to signal DEI efforts, healthcare, mental health, affordable housing, and transportation. That's pretty much it.
So those are the kind of the themes that were common and components within each of the subcommittee areas. Yeah.
And there's a lot of broad, you know, statements and things, but, you know, recommendations. I guess one specific one is to hire a staff member.
Yeah, it was really one of the recommendations is to kind of expand the role of the Human Rights and Services Board to invoke DEI, which is somewhat in there as a non-discrimination ordinance. That's one of their kind of purviews to give guidance and recommendations to the commission on, and that's one of the recommendations, as well as a staff person that can help facilitate that, as well as work with groups in the community on those particular issues.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to watch tonight and see what the discussion is on that.
I think that'll get posted online, too, yeah, I believe. Okay. It's up there now for people to look at. If you want to review it, you'd go to that item, and there's a PowerPoint slide. There's SWOT analysis and also all the recommendations in detail. So anybody that wishes to read it is free to do so.
All right. Very good. 9:44 here at News Radio KMAN. Let's take our final break, and we'll come back and take a look at the consent agenda and some other things here in a moment on News Radio KMAN.